Chapter 23. The Novator Cortex. Chetta stared in horror at the screens in front of her. Grainy images, taken by security pictures and now by surveillance servo skulls that her people had scrambled into the air, showed violence erupting in no less than 5 places across Forlisi's capital city. The pleasure house, where Alex and Van Sennet had been compromised, was already in flames, and a group of warehouses on the north side of Delta Block was under attack. Even as Chetta watched, a transport flyer tried to take off but was hosed down with autocannon fire and pitched sideways to disappear out of view into the smog deeps. One of the manufactorums, in which House Brabantis had a controlling interest, was coming under fire too, although the workers stuck on the overnight shift on this holiest of days had reacted badly to such aggression and had managed to close the distance on their attackers, fighting back with las cutters and oversized wrenches. A chem refinery in Gamma Block, which Chetta was quite frankly amazed that Dakar had managed to track back to her house, had already been bombed out. They were also shooting up a strip of bars a few levels below, which was actually nothing to do with Brabantis. But this failure on her enemy's part did little to comfort her.
"This is insanity," she breathed. "That maniac is going to doom us both. Taranthus will see to it."
"You asked how much worse the day could get," Nagiri remarked from behind her right shoulder. "Now you know."
"I do not appreciate your insolence, Lady Vass," Chetta snarled, swinging around to glare at her. "Innocent people are dying."
Nagiri leaned down and spoke quietly, her lips barely moving so that only Chetta could hear her. Her eyes were cold and dark as splinters of flint.
"Do you have any idea how many innocent people I've killed, or have ordered killed?"
the Inquisitor asked softly. Chetta felt her lip curl.
"I wouldn't care to guess."
"Nor would I," Nagiri said, just as quietly as before. "I lost count many years ago, but it has always been to ensure that my duties are adequately performed. To ensure the safety and security of the Imperium, and I would order all those deaths again, without question."
Her eyes flicked past Chetta to the picked feeds.
"You wanted to make sure your children didn't get dragged down in whatever doom your soothsayers claim awaits Dakar. Now your people are paying the price of your decision to humiliate a vain, powerful man in front of his peers."
She looked back at Chetta.
"I hope it's worth it."
Anger swelled in Chetta's chest. "No, no, it is not worth it, and I will not stand for it. Sen Uru is vain, yes, but he is not beyond reason. There has to be another explanation for him to do this now."
She banged her cane on the floor angrily, ignoring the jolt of pain that it sent up her arm, and turned to make her way over to the other side of the control chamber. She refused to let Mirandia and Jalamar see the details of Dakar's offensive, and so had ordered Deschelles to show them the evidence they'd gathered on the actions of Radomir Niklau. Both Josen navigators were looking grim-faced when Chetta reached them.
"I need to make contact with Sen Uru," she stated flatly. "My house cannot contribute to the search for Niklau whilst we are under direct attack, and such events will only confuse the efforts of Judge Arctos and his proctors. I need you to stand with me and present a unified front to him. You as well, Lady Vass," she added to Nagiri.
"Agreed,"
Mirandia said immediately. Chetta wasn't that surprised. Mirandia might threaten a trade war with the house of her birth while her temper ran high, but news of Dakar's open offensive had clearly shocked her. She had once viewed House Brabantis's assets as her own. And indeed, if Chetta's suspicions about the woman's ambitions were accurate, hope to do so again.
"Yes," Jalamar said a moment later, "this must take top priority."
"It seems the wisest course of action," Nagiri agreed. "How do you propose to make contact?"
"The Novator Cortex," Chetta replied simply.
"Outrageous," Mirandia declared,
all vestiges of cooperative spirit abruptly draining out of her expression.
"You are not the Brabantis Novator. You have not been confirmed, and I will not stand for this."
"I don't see anyone else in a position to do the job," Chetta said bluntly. "And unless you're having second thoughts about your marriage and wish to declare yourself a Brabantis again, you have no right to object to anything."
"If I may interrupt," Nagiri said, a shred of impatience in her tone. "What is a Novator Cortex?"
"A private vox channel used by House Novators to communicate in situations of emergency,"
Mirandia bit out.
not taking the stare of her darkened eyeglasses from Chetta. To ignore such a communique is unheard of, even when the parties concerned are in a state of open warfare. However, she continued, they are coded to the incumbent Novator, so despite my sister-in-law's desire to piss all over tradition, she would be unable to do a thing without invoking the appropriate rites, which would take time that we do not have.
True, Chetta agreed sweetly. Had my husband not told me the codes?
She raised her eyebrows at Mirandia's expression of outrage.
I can get hold of Sen Uru, at the very least. A few moments ago you were prepared to stand with me to persuade him to stand down, and hopefully join the hunt for Niklau. Are you going back on your words so soon?
Mirandia ground her teeth. Do it then.
The chamber for the Novator of House Brabantis's private communications was ostentatious, but surprisingly small, intended as it was for a single person, with perhaps one aide on hand should they be required. Chetta levered herself down into the throne, which to her eye looked like an exact replica of the polished obsidian one in the Grand Hall, although it presumably lacked the inbuilt conversion field. What idiots had decided to make House Brabantis's throne out of obsidian anyway? The damned stuff was far from comfortable and as slippery as a downhive merchant. Jalamar and Mirandia stood to her left, pressed uncomfortably close to her arm, while Nagiri loomed on her right. The Inquisitor's power armor wasn't making the chamber feel any more spacious.
Let's begin then, Chetta said. There was a keypad in the arm of the throne, and she pressed the activation glyph, then ran through the identification sequence. She'd only seen the code written down once, but she'd always had a near-perfect memory for text and numbers. The wall facing them shimmered into life, becoming a huge screen littered with icons depicting the other houses that held significant holdings on Vorlisi. She selected Dakar's and waited. She'd never witnessed the Novator Cortex in action, certainly not from this end. She presumably wouldn't have to wade through layers of underlings to get to Sen Uru. That was the point of it, after all. But how did it actually work? Did the technology somehow link directly to his personal comm? If so, could the right mind find a way to pinpoint his location by using the signal as a marker? That might be a useful tool.
The icon flashed white and a voice spoke.
Chetta almost didn't recognize it as Sen Uru Dukar at first. So ragged was it.
Have you no shred of humanity left in you?
Dakar's Novator raged.
There was no picture accompanying his words, which was unsurprising, given that it was unlikely he'd been sitting in his own communication chamber.
Must you torment me in the hour of my grief?
Sen Uru! Chetta snapped, thoroughly alarmed.
Why did the man sound as though his heart had been torn out when his troops were attacking her holdings?
Kindly explain yourself. What is the meaning of your aggression, in violation of the terms of engagement that you laid out yourself?
You speak of terms of engagement to me when my son lies dead?
Sen Uru bellowed.
You dare, when your very actions spit my terms back in my face.
Your what? Chetta faltered. What was the man talking about? Ban Uru? Ban Uru is dead.
I curse your name and your house with the fury of a thousand suns, you she-demon! I will have my revenge, even if I have to take this planet with—
Sen Uru!
Mirandia shouted, interrupting his rant. Dakar's Novator fell silent for a moment, and when he spoke again his voice was thick with suspicion.
Who speaks?
Mirandia Jocin,
Mirandia said clearly.
I am here with my husband, and the fact that we are contacting you on the Novator Cortex with Lady Brabantis should tell you that this is no ordinary matter.
Do you all conspire against me, then?
Lord Dakar, Nagiri said. This is Lady Indrinian Vass, rogue trader allied with House Zudine. I appreciate your pain, but this is vitally important. We have reason to believe that the entire planet is in danger from a man who has been killing navigators and removing their warp eyes. Was this unholy mutilation performed on your son by any chance?
A racking sob answered them. Chetta glanced sharply up at Nagiri, whose expression was grim.
Sen Uru,
Chetta said cautiously. If what Lady Vass said accurately describes your son's death, then first of all you have my deepest sympathies. And secondly, the situation may be worse than you think, despite how hard that must be for you to believe.
Just words. Just words designed to confuse a grieving father.
Sen Uru, stand down your troops. Stand them down until we can show you the evidence we have. Your grief and anger are real. But I swear to the God Emperor himself, I am not your true target.
Cheta licked her lips.
I will come to you. I will come to you and place my safety in your hands to show you this evidence myself.
We will all come,
Mirandia said firmly. Jalamar started, in apparent surprise, but didn't raise his voice to argue. Nagiri nodded in agreement.
Very well. You wish me to humour you? I will humour you.
A little of the raw emotion in Senuru's voice vanished, although it was replaced by venom.
I trust you as much as I trust a naked blade in the hand of an assassin, Cheta. I will order my troops to stand down when I receive word that your transport has left the Brabantis Palace. Should you deviate from your route, or I come to believe that you are trying to stall me, I shall rescind that order immediately.
We shall leave as soon as is possible, Cheta said. She levered herself up off the obsidian throne, swearing silently at its creators as she did so. Be ready for us.